The tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program. This is program number LW1037. The family. How are you doing as a family? You know what the world is like today. Jet-propelled, computer-driven, a world of instant everything. It seems there's little time for anything deep, enduring, you know? Like a family. A happy family. Besides, a lot of us are saying, haven't you heard? The family has gone out of style. Divorce rate is out, birth rate down, part-time fathers, working mothers, unwed couples. Everything's falling apart. But despite what they say, really, the family is still the bedrock of our society. It is. For example, did you know that 47 million families in just the United States today are husband and wife families? There are more than 23 million children today under the age of 13. And besides that, 67% of all our children today live with their own two parents, who, by the way, have married only once. Now, that's good news, isn't it? And yet, strange as it may seem, there are more parents than not who feel somehow disturbed about their family life. Something's missing. And what they miss usually comes down to, well, it comes down to not having at least these four things I want to share with you. Number one, too many families miss touching each other. What I mean is, families that are successful are families that are not ashamed to hug and kiss each other goodnight. It's the natural thing to do. But that's not the only way to touch. It's Dad whistling softly in the basement workshop. It's notes left on the kitchen chalkboard. I'm next door, loved him. It's, well, it's saying and showing how much you love each other. It's touching. Number two, families that really score are families that don't just love each other. They're families that like each other, too. They help each other out. It's big brother teaching little brother how to ride a bike. It's brother and sister standing up for each other. If one has a problem, they're both in it all the way. It's mom and dad, son and daughter, all liking to be with each other, having fun as a family, going to good movies and going on picnics together. A real home is not a boarding house, but it's a group of people that like each other. Number three, families that make it are families that are bound together in a common belief of highest values. In God they trust, and in God they confide. They find those quiet moments, you know, perhaps at bedtime, when they ask Daddy about the mystery of life. It's a family that knows the difference between right and wrong, and tempted to do wrong, they still do what they know is right. And they do more than they're asked to do, overall, never minding if anyone notices. In other words, they learn to go the extra mile. That kind of family doesn't end the day feeling empty inside. They have the highest values. Then fourth, the family that's successful, you know, the family that's polished, is a family that sets family goals, and then they work together to achieve them. The family that is the happiest is the family, I'm convinced, that has God in the center of it. And each of the kids knows what's most important to mom and dad. God. That gives mom and dad, as well as each of the children, a real sense of direction. That kind of family doesn't picture dad hearing the back door slam and then the swift footsteps of 10-year-old Billy down the back steps and off somewhere again. And then he finds himself going to the window and watching Billy leave, wondering where he's going this time. When God is at the heart, at the core of that family, both the kids and mom and dad have direction, and they have help from each other in staying on the right path.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.